Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Kingdom Bless KBLS Radio Network. Now, here is Love Moments with John and Lisa Caston.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing this beautiful Saturday?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday.
Hey, welcome to Love Moments with John and Lisa. Man, look at what we are going to, look at what we are manifesting into. Man of God, we just thank you for that introduction, how you're starting the show off. That just lets you know that the show is moving into a whole different dimension. And we thank God for this man of God for taking the time out to, you know, make us look good, make the show look good, you know, make God look good. And this is what it's all about, growth and moving forward. I'm gonna let my beautiful wife say something just so we won't get in no trouble.
Yeah, we want to thank you, Pastor Kier. That introduction is really nice. It's hot. So we really appreciate all that you do and the work that you put into this show. And I think today we're going to be talking about a subject that isn't too foreign to us. We are coming up, actually, babe, in a week.
Yeah.
We're coming up on our 1-year anniversary. So, we're gonna speak on single, being single, and also in being single in Christ, because. And without being religious or, you know, and just keeping it real as best we can. So do you want me to start off, love, or do you want to start off?
I want to start off, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
All right.
I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Look, happy, beautiful Saturday. I know I already said it, but I want to get the tone and the I want to get the atmosphere into more of a happy, romantic, you know, because we finna get deep, and I know that some people gonna get frustrated. And so if we started off on a good note, even when they get frustrated, I want them to laugh in their frustration. Because, listen, you need to know, even though it's about you, it's really not about you. Because everything that we're doing, we're trying to get you to realize that love is bigger than us all. It's not about us just loving ourselves, but it's about being able to share the love. And so when we start talking about being single, dating, different things like that, we have to be mindful that, hey, when you're single, that's your time to get to know you. That's your time to get to manifest yourself into this person who you have droves of either men or / women, you know, wanting to be with you or come into your environment, because you have come so, you have made such an impact on yourself that now you affect everybody around you. And that's what we want to talk about today, understanding who you are in your singleness. Your singleness is very important, even to married couples or people that have couples. I mean, some people are in relationships and they envy single people because of the freedom that they have, the ability to come and go when you please, the ability to, you know, do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. And when you learn that when you're alone, trust me, it makes it 10 times more easier to bring somebody else in or join up with somebody when you both have when you have and embrace who you are in your singleness. So the question that I would like to ask this morning that's going to lead us into this conversation, and of course you know that I have to do my favorite role. I have to be the devil's advocate sometimes, and today is going to be one of those days. And so,
we don't need no more advocation from him.
We got one for you. We got some stuff for you. But the question that I want to ask leading into this, and of course I'm looking in my gorgeous, lovely, and vivacious wife's eye. I'm looking in her eyes, and I'm going to ask this question, and she's like, Jesus, where is he going with this? But look, here's the question. And Kia, you can chime in at any time. This is the one we're going to do together. But here's the question. Who are you to yourself? And watch this. I'm going to go ahead and do it myself because I know the listeners are doing it, but we probably don't have them to where they can say it out loud. But I'm going to say, wow. Who are you to yourself? Who when you see yourself in the mirror, who do you see? Do you see the person that's all dressed up when you walk out in public and you got the bling on and you got the, you know, the 6-inch heels, or you got the fresh kicks on and the nice jeans, nice and pressed in the shirt and the fedora hat, you know, you got your earrings on and your pearls rocking, you know, who are you? Are you that person that leaves out of the house for the world to see when it's just you and your image in the mirror? Are you the same person at home that you are in public when you're trying to sell your goods, or when you're trying to promote yourself to be scooped up, when you're trying to be somebody's Ruth, or when you're trying to be somebody's Boaz? Are you lying, or are you being yourself? And that's the first question that I would like to ask. And I'm gonna go ahead because my wife didn't set back and she didn't kick her head up, and so I'm gonna let her be the first one to kind of strike at this question.
That was really
bam.
That was really, you are something else. very good question, Love. Very good question. I think before I answer that question, I think it's really important that we're happy with ourselves, with who we are, before we go out and try to get somebody else. Because I think a lot of times, and I've been guilty of this in the past, of not being happy with being by myself. And that's when you end up getting in trouble and getting into relationships that are unhealthy. And, you know, no fault of the other person or whatever, you know, you have to take your own credit for it. But it was, when I look back and think about that, it was mainly because I wasn't happy with who Lisa was. And until I got to the point where I could be with myself and be happy with me, then I was going to keep creating issues for myself. Because, and I'm sure you have a scripture for this somewhere, but I truly believe that we attract what we are. Mm-hmm. And so if you're, you know, you're emanating this negative person or somebody that's needy or something, then you're gonna attract that, or you're gonna attract something that's prey to that, or predator to that, I should say. Mm-hmm. So until we get to a point where we're happy with ourselves and can look in the mirror and say, hey, you know, I'm loving, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a whatever, you know, I'm a good friend, I'm a good sister, or whoever you think you are, then you won't be able to do that.
Right.
So I think that's the first step.
Okay. Wow, that was a perfect answer, and that's what we're talking about, is who are you to you? I mean, think about it. I want the listeners to put themselves in a position, and this is not something to get you to start feeling bad because you haven't arrived or you think that you're not where you need to be at. Listen, I want to show you something to where this was something that dropped in my spirit. And like I said, without making this into a religious overtone, but this is how God had ordained it even from the beginning. He took Adam, and out of Adam, he created Eve. He didn't give him something foreign to who he was. He took something out of him and created the perfect woman for him. And so God's design and his plan is you're not just supposed to link up with just anybody, because there is somebody for you in this world. Now, we've heard the scientific data that there is about 10 to 15 women to every man in the world and all of that jazz. But listen, you can have even Solomon being as wise as he is with 737 wives and concubines. Trust me, he went crazy basically because you will never figure it out. I'm telling you, as beautiful and lovely and vivacious as my wife is, trust me, I'm scratching my head a lot trying to figure out, hey, how do I become better for her? Not for myself. How do I become better for her? Because honestly, in all totality, look, John L. Caston is who God created. I'm me. I can't be anybody else. I can try to copycat people, but I cheat myself. I lose the essence of me when I'm trying to be somebody else. So I have created my own style. I've created my own vision of who I'm supposed to be, not trying to copycat anybody who I think is great or, you know, and I get it. Excuse me, T.D. Jakes and all you great men and women of God that have come up with these great classes about, you know, being like your spiritual father and all of those different things. Well, look, hey, God bless you all. I'll take the ministry portion of it. But when it comes down to my personal being, I don't want to be like anybody else. I look in the mirror, and I'm happy with myself. Outside of my gut is getting a little pudgy. And thank you, babe. See, that's what I'm talking about. She know when to say the right thing. And that's why people see me and be like, man, why is this dude so cocky and confident? Because at the end of the day, I'm happy inside of my own skin. I'm happy being black. I'm happy being a 6'2", you know, 220-plus pound something man. You know, you see, I ain't tell him, Key. I ain't let it slip up. But I'm happy with my hair being short. Even getting a little bit of it's getting thin on the top. I'm happy with it because guess what? Over the last 40-something years, everything's been good to me. I've been good to myself. I've never put myself in a position to where I would let somebody literally just destroy me. When I was younger, there were a few people that put me in a bad moment, but thank God that he had given me enough love through from my family, you know, through the church and through friends to let me know that I'm somebody. You know, I don't have to have a co-signature from somebody else to say, man, you are all right guy. You're an all right guy. And that's what a lot of us are struggling with. We're being codependent on what other people think. And at the end of the day, no matter what they think about you, it doesn't matter. Because God created you exactly how he wanted you. And guess what? Just like he took Adam and bought Eve out of Adam, he has either your Eve or your Adam for you. He has your Ruth or your Boaz for you. He has the Esther and the Xerxes for you. There is a Lisa it was a Lisa for my John. You know, I'm John, and he had created her just for me. But because we are in such a rush to find somebody, we end up, and 9 times out of 10, with the wrong person. Can you fix it? Yes, you can live happy with whoever you're with. It's 9 times out of 10. Guess what the problem is? It's not the other person. It's you. Because we usually don't know who we are and what we bring to the table.
And we're looking for that other person.
And to be our answer. We're looking for that other person to be the answer, the coffee to our coffee cake, the milk to our cereal. We're looking for them to be the icing to our cake. And trust me, it has to come from within. You first, right. You have to be the complete package when you enter into this relationship. So let's talk about the complete package. What is the complete package? And that's the next question. What is the complete package? Is it I got to have the house, the Bentley, and you know, $2 million in the bank, you know, and I got to take you on shopping trips around the world.
And is
that wrong for them to think that way? No, it's not. But guess what? you're going to be limited.
You got to find
And that is not a word. Limited it is not a word. And I know what I'm saying. You're going to be limited it.
John.
I know it's limited. I know it's limited.
I call you my son, and I give you the permission to be a doctor today. You can make up your own words.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, if that's really you, because it sounds like
you're
God,
welcome,
the echo
son.
And everything. But listen, I'm saying that because you will put yourself on an island all by yourself. Is that guy out there? Yes, he's out there. Is that rich woman, beautiful, model-like woman out there? They're out there. But you have to be willing to accept them for who they are. If that's all you want is money, cars, and houses, nine times out of ten, that's what you're going to get, the house, the car, and the money, and you're not going to get real love. Because if you're looking for stuff, trust me, we are made of stuff. We come from stuff. We come from the earth, and the earth is stuff. That's stuff. And so, listen, if all you want is stuff, hey, it's a lot of stuff out there. And you really don't need somebody else to get stuff. What you should do is prepare yourself to get your own stuff.
Amen, Jesus.
And then you don't have to worry about somebody else's stuff. And then you and him or her can work on love. You can work on love. But it's easy to say that when you don't have $2 million in the bank, when you don't have a house, a boat, and the Bentley and the Rolls sitting out in the front. It's easy for us to say, well, stuff don't make the person. Because, hey, what happens when you are in love and all you have is 3 boiled eggs and a cup of yogurt in the refrigerator? What do you do then? So hopefully I answered the question, you know, I mean, what do you have to bring to the table? You know, what you need to bring to the table is a whole healed and delivered personality who knows how to love, who knows how to receive love. And then once you meet that person, you in turn should have the same thing. We should come to the table with equal parts. We should not come to the table bringing our ex, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. We shouldn't come to the table bringing all of our necessary surgery schedules. And what do I mean by necessary surgery schedules? You were in a broken relationship. You need open heart surgery to fix all of the broken parts and chambers in your heart. But you're going to lay down on the kitchen table talking about I'm coming in, I'm broken, you need to fix me. No, what you need to do is you need to get before Jehovah Rapha. Somebody said, who in the heck is that? Is that the guy down on the corner? No. Jehovah Rapha is God our healer. You
that
need
is
to
me.
Get your heart mended. Yes, Father. You need to get your heart mended and fixed before you go into another relationship. Because anything that's broken usually has sharp edges, and it's dangerous, and it can cause injury to the other person. And when you have two injured people walking around, when you have two injured people, they usually need attention, and they need a lot of attention. And I'm telling you, relationships that are broken usually cause other people to become broken. It's contagious. It's almost like a contagious disease. People spending all of their time, instead of living life more abundantly and full of enjoyment, they're trying to help you fix your relationship, and you become a burden, you become a weight. And what ends up happening is you lose credibility and you lose companionship and relationship with other people because you have a party that's broken. And so the goal is to enter into relationship with somebody that's made for you. That's why it's important. And this is, like I said, this is not me being religious, but you have to find, or you have to have a relationship first with yourself. Number two, you have to have a relationship with God. Now, people from the religious sect will say, well, wait a minute. You have to have a relationship with God first. Okay, however you want to do it, but just make sure you get God in there. But I'm going to say you have to know who you are. In turn, you also have to know who God is. And when you know who God is, God will literally lay you down, remove a rib, and create the perfect person for you. And then you know who you are in your spouse, in God. You know who you are in yourself. And I'm passing it on because she said she got a piece.
Because with what you said, to just tag team on that, babe, once we know, we have to know who we are and we have to know who God is, and then we need to know who we are in him, because he's the only one that can fix all those broken pieces.
Yes.
He's the only one that can do it.
Jehovah Rapha.
Yes. Yes. And so we have to know, you know, our value through him.
Right.
And, you know, and then I think to go on a little further, and we're going to probably go on to next week with this, because we started having a conversation, well, you started having a conversation with Keir yesterday, and I just happened to be in the car. But I know it's people out there that are saying that this single thing is hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we do? What do you do when, you know, ladies, you know, you meet the guy and you go to dinner and he's like, you need to pay your half. Is that fair? Do you do that? What's the standard? So I think once we know what our value is and we know who we are in Christ, we set up some values and we set up some boundaries as to what we will accept and what we won't accept. And will we accept the person that comes into our life and says, well, unless you get $500,000 in your 401k, I don't want to be with you. Okay, well, you don't meet my criteria, so, you know, keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, I don't want to be with you unless you're 120 pounds and 5'4". Well, I don't meet your standards, so keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being shallow because, of course, we want to – those are not the important things, really. I mean, I know – some of it is we want somebody that's aesthetically pleasing to us and all of that. But more so than that, we want somebody who has the heart of God. We want somebody that loves him so they'll know how to love us.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if you don't know that they're loving him, if you don't know that wholeheartedly, then you're in trouble. Because they can have a $500,000 in the bank, they can have a car, they can have a house, and they can be
a lifetime moment.
I'm gonna pass it back to you.
Yeah, I said it. They could be a lifetime moment. What is a lifetime moment? A lifetime is where you see the dude, the guy that told you he would love you forever. You found out that he had four wives all throughout the country, but he can't let you go because you the one. But he peeking in the window in the middle of the night when you done moved on. That's a lifetime moment. Listen, what the point that we're trying to make, and for the sake of time, yes, Keir, we're going to have to take this to next week. We know that this is not enough time to finish this up. We got to take this to next week, y'all. If anybody wants us to stop here, please send your messages to Keir's Facebook page. Send it to my Facebook page and say, stop, that's enough. Or you can tell us, hey, we need this. We want to hear more of this. Because I will tell you this, at the end of the day, none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. Myself and my lovely wife, we were single at one point, and we went through a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. We had to deal with issues, but let me tell you what happened to me. It's quick. This is quick. This is brief. I woke up. I said, enough is enough. I want to be happy, and I want to be happy for the rest of my life, and that's what I committed to do. And we got some tips that we're going to share with you guys next week. And for the sake of time, we're going to talk about a few things real quick. But we want to give Kier an opportunity to say something because I know he has something to say. And I think I accidentally cut him off. And I don't want him to cut me off. So. Go ahead, Kier.
No. I would never cut you all off. I'm going to tell you something. Right now we got 18 people listening to the show live that are on my boards. And I don't know how many people we got listening over the internet. But I challenge the people that are listening to this broadcast to share this broadcast on Facebook, on all over social media. Text somebody, hey, listen, join this show. I believe God's going to use this show to help break the yoke of the burden of a single mind. The hard part, I believe, in most relationship is if your identity in you as a single person is to know you and not have the ability to know how to relate to other people, you put yourself in a harder category to having that relationship. When it's all about you, you are focused in on your needs and what you need and what you want and what's going to be better for you. And then that person puts all the weight and the responsibility of your needs on them, and it can never be fulfilled. So I liked what Lisa said. When you go out and you produce some of these things that you need in your life, that can help create the identity of you taking care of you, that's a blessing. Because you can always add to your life and be blessed. But when you start subtracting from your life, it can get difficult because you feel the possession of those things. And I've been, and when you first asked that question about the identity, I had to look at where my first identity of myself came from. The first identity of myself came from a standpoint where I was introduced to pornography at an early age. I was introduced to sex as a trophy, as a form of manhood at an early age, and it had an effect on me growing up. I thought sex was the prize in the relationship. I thought sex was the way to have that happiness that I felt that I didn't know that I didn't have and needed at the same time. So this is really good and it's very helpful. I'm blessed that you guys are handling it from the natural and the spiritual standpoint of it. And I'm believing that all the people that are listening, and we just had two more callers come in, praise God, that will be blessed from this broadcast. And I'm not ashamed to put myself out there because I know the healer has already done the work. The healer has already performed
Amen.
The work.
Amen.
So, listen,
I'm sorry, but listen, I wanted to say this because you just made a point about the pornography piece, and I want to share this real quick, and it'll take less than 10 seconds, but I want people to remove this mentality that, you know, it's just men that are trapped in pornography. Because when I was a youth pastor, we did a service one night, and after we did that service, I had droves and droves of young girls come up and was like, man, thank you, Pastor John. That was so awesome what you said. We've been sneaking, watching. And I'm like, wow. I was floored. I was shocked because me growing up, yes, introduced young to pornography. And I thought that it was just something that dudes struggle with because that's something that, you know, usually our big brothers or, you know, friends, we end up at a friend's house and somebody got a pornography stash and, you know, that perverted uncle that you got, you know. So, you know, that's what I was thinking. But listen, this is why I know this message is important, because these are some of the struggles a lot of our single friends and a lot of the people that we know who they're hurting on the inside, but they don't have an outlet. They don't know who to talk to about it. They just think that it's just them. And I want to remove that, you know, misconception that you are alone, because you're not alone. And according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, it says it's not good for man to be alone. And when God said that, yes, it was just Adam at that point, but he meant it for all of us as his creation, that it was not good for us to be alone. Because when you're alone, you don't have companionship. You don't have relationship. And that's why God mandates us to have a relationship with him. And that's why Jesus said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Meaning, if it is just you, Jesus is there. Now, Jesus ain't going to crawl in the bed with you and cuddle up with you. So, therefore, that's why we need to fix this thing and fix the mentality of, I can do good all by myself. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you do that, you good. If you can do good by yourself, God bless you, and write a book and sell it. Because that's why we struggle so hard in singleness. So, man of God, I know we cut our time really short. I know we got some ads that we need to get out real quick, and we want to do that. But I promise you guys, we're going to be ready for y'all next weekend. We got something good to add to this. So join us again next weekend for Love Moments with John and Lisa. Man of God, do you have any ads you want to put out?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I just want to say what a blessed show, and you guys did a great job today. All 22 listeners now that have checked in, at the end of the show, okay, man, go back and listen to Love Moments today's episode 8-8-2015. Click on that link, and you'll be immediately taken to that show to listen to it from the beginning. We just want to encourage you to listen to the show. And if you're listening to the show, we're going to be doing something real soon that's going to bless you to find out if you're listening and to thank you for listening as well. I got some great news coming up. It's football season. I got a lot of fans that are excited about this season. We started a show last year called KBLS Sport Talk Live with Mr. ESPN Brandon Hayes and head coach Chauncey Williams. These two guys are going neck to neck, back to back, and just going at it with each other, with the NFL highlights in this football's in this 2015 NFL season. So make sure you join us starting August 24th, every Monday night at 7 p.m. All right. And for those of you that are not on our prayer line on Monday nights, which it'd be best for you to listen for a half an hour and then go to the prayer line with John and Prophet Dale Hobson. I'm sorry. You can join that prayer line and on Monday nights. And I'm trying to pull up the information. I got both hands working in different situations.
I can get it real quick. Hey, the number for that prayer line is 605-562-0020. And to get in with the code, is 707-303-047-pound. Once again, that number is 605-562-0020, and the password is 707-303-047-pound.
Amen, amen. Now listen, right before you check in with that show, just check out the KBLS Sport Talk Live show. You call in the same number, 605-562-0020, enter the access code 835-660-233 and pound. But go back to the prayer line with Prophet Dale and Apostle John Caston. Also, we have some great new shows getting ready to be launched this fall. I'm excited about them. We want you to make sure you tune in with us. And please let us know that you're listening to us via Facebook and post. And if you got questions, post. We want to know that you're listening, and we want to be able to bless you with. We're the only thing that we become professional at is the Spirit of God that operates in us, and He does all the work. It's not us that do it. So we just want to give you what the Lord has given us to give you to help. So we thank God for you. And that's about it. Thank you, John and Lisa, for another great show. I look forward to next week when we do this all again. Christian Singles, continue to keep tuning in. God bless you. God love you. And I'll leave the rest. I'll let you guys say goodbye.
Hey, once again, happy, beautiful Saturday from myself.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good weekend.